I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Aloha and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Josh. Aloha. No, wait, don't go anywhere. I didn't mean goodbye. I was just saying hello again.
You've been to Hawaii?
Sure, yeah. Yumi and I got married in Hawaii.
That's right.
Hawaii.
And you've been back, right? Or no?
Yes, we love it.
Can't wait. I've never been still.
You're going to love it. When we went, we were not expecting it to be as great as it was. And we were just blown away. And we went back and got married. And now we go back as often as we can.
And to people that are thinking, what a jerk. Josh didn't invite Chuck to his wedding.
Didn't invite anybody.
Yeah, you guys kind of did your own thing. So
but yeah, we eloped.
I like to think I was on the spiritual guest list.
You definitely were. But it was funny when we called people and said, like, you know, hey, we just got married. We eloped. And the first question from just about everybody was, well, who was there?
Really?
We'd say no one. And they go, congratulations. You're like, wait, why didn't you say congratulations first?
Yeah, that's interesting.
We need new friends and family.
Who was there?
Exactly.
So the thing I couldn't, we're talking about the legend of the Night Marchers of Hawaii. I read through a couple of things on this, and I was frustrated because I still couldn't figure out what they were. Were they, like, were they real?
No.
Is it a legend? Are they ghosts? Is it folklore?
Yeah.
And I finally, it took me like two or three articles, so I was like, okay, this isn't really happening.
So wait, there was a point in your research where you thought that, like people were walking around just slaughtering innocent bystanders in Hawaii?
Well, that's what confused me, is I thought maybe these were people reenacting this legend for fun.
Oh, I got gotcha.
But then I was like, but the murder part, it was right. Like no one has said, like, but they don't really kill you.
Right. That's awesome.
So let's talk about what this is.
Now I'm confused.
If you have been to Hawaii, you might have heard about these night marchers. It is a, it's basically a situation where you might hear, and of course this is folklore again.
Right, right. This is folklore.
Right. You'll hear these war drums in the distance. You'll hear chanting. You hear like the horn of a conch shell being sounded, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you will see the torches marching through and winding through the darkness. And you're like, oh, S, here come right. The Night Marchers.
Right. Even if you don't know what the Night Marchers are, hopefully this will scare you enough to run.
Yes.
And not be like, oh, let me stick around and take a gander and see what happens. Because here's the problem. If you are a Haole or even a Hawaiian who doesn't know what's going on right now, although that's probably not the case because this is apparently a widespread cultural tradition.
Uh-huh.
If you stick around and the Night Marchers find you and they notice that you are gawking, they will kill you right there. They will shout something that means pierce that person, mm-hmm. And you will be killed.
Yeah, like if you make eye contact, supposedly.
And not only will you be killed, you'll be killed by supernatural beings, which I would guess is way worse than being killed under normal circumstances.
That's right. So what's supposedly happening is these, I think it's the chiefs, are traveling at night to avoid being spotted, and mm-hmm. They are they all chiefs, or is this the chief and people and his guard sort of protecting them along the way?
The latter of those two.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And it's not just like the supernatural so these are the ghosts of chiefs who were protected and the people who protect them. It's all this ghost procession through Hawaii at night. And it's actually something that used to happen in the old days because it was a longstanding tradition among Hawaiian culture that the chiefs were so divine that a normal person couldn't look upon them.
Right.
And you certainly couldn't be in their presence while you had clothes on, right? Which is why if you're just kind of a tourist gawking and you run across the night marchers and you're wearing clothes and you're looking at the chief, that's why they kill you. So in real life, historically speaking, some of the better chiefs would say, well, I can't just go wandering around from place to place in the daytime where somebody might see me accidentally and then they have to be killed.
Yeah.
I'll just take to the trails at night, and me and my procession will travel at night. This is the ghostly continuation of that actual historical tradition.
That's right.
It's very much like a Scooby-Doo plot, if you ask me.
Oh, totally.
I can't believe they never did this.
Yeah, because they went on sort of exotic vacations occasionally in some of those later years.
And Hawaiian real estate is so valuable that a real estate developer might actually go to this length to scare people off of land that he wanted for cheap.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I mean, that would have been perfect for Scooby-Doo.
All right,
it would have been the most realistic Scooby-Doo episode ever.
Yeah, but you got to get like the Three Stooges out there or something.
Yeah, that would be great.
Those
with Curly
episodes.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and we will come back and talk a little bit more about what happens on this ghostly journey right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So the lunar cycles have something to do with this as well, because apparently they tend to appear usually during the last four Hawaiian moon phases when it's darkest.
Yeah, Hawaii has their own lunar phases, and they're more distinct than ours. They have like 30 of them where we have like eight.
It's pretty incredible.
And their last four are Kane, Lono, Mauli, and Muku.
And Ralph.
And they're basically the, right, and they're the, and Curly Joe. They're the dark phases of the moon.
Yeah, so it's darkest out then. They're usually marching toward some very sacred sites, or very popular and notable cultural sites. And like we said, if you hear this and you're like, oh my goodness, let me go check this out, just don't do it, because you're going to die, even though it's not real.
Right.
If you are an ancestor and you have some kind of family tie to someone in the march, they know to respect it, but you will also be protected.
Right. So here's the thing. Like, if it turns out that you happen just coincidentally to be a distant descendant of one of the ghosts on the march in this procession, they will say, this person is one of my descendants, and don't kill him.
Yeah.
And we'll just go ahead and encapsulate him. At least that last part about encapsulating him or protecting him or her comes from a kahuna, a real-life kahuna, by the name of Lopaka Kapa Nui.
Is he the big kahuna?
I think he's just a regular kahuna.
Okay.
But he is a kind of a cultural historian and a kahuna, again, kind of a spiritual leader of Hawaiian culture. And he said that at one point he encountered one of these night march ghostly processions, and he was protected ostensibly because one of his distant relatives was one of the marchers.
Yeah, there's another couple of things that can save you. One is if you have a plant, a very specific plant called the tea, I guess, T-I?
I think so.
It is an evergreen plant, and if you have that planted around your home, which I bet a lot of houses in Hawaii do just for maybe superstitious sake, you will be protected. And the other is if you just happen to be out there and you come across one of these marching groups, you are to, and you accidentally make eye contact. You're like, hey, what's up, man? And so, they're like, you're about to die. And they say the thing. You are supposed to strip down naked, lay down face down on the ground, close your eyes, pee yourself, and play dead.
Yeah, just basically showing complete deference and fealty to these things, to these ghostly warriors and their king.
Yeah, their chief. The pee yourself was not a Chuck joke. That's for real. They say to urinate if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that they'll be like, wow, I guess that worked. We scared the pee out of them.
Yeah, another piece of advice is not to whistle at night, because apparently legend has it you might accidentally summon the night marchers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's any more advice. I think, oh, run.
Yeah.
That's what Lopaka Kapa Nui says. He says, if you start to hear those drums at night in the distance, or you hear a conch shell, or you start to, apparently you can smell rotting flesh, that's part of it. Or if you start to see those torches coming toward you, you should just run. Don't stick around.
Yeah, and this How Stuff Works article has said, don't stop to take selfies like some people have done in the past. Just run. Is that all just tongue in cheek?
I don't know. I can't tell anymore. The border between real and supernatural has been completely crossed.
I totally agree. I don't know if I need to go to Hawaii now, because I have made fun of this and they know I'm doing so.
You are going to love it, Chuck.
All right.
You got to go and you're going to love it.
Okay, deal.
All right. Well, we'll see everybody in Hawaii, because Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.